League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
First week of June, a lot of sports happening. Every Monday we talk sports with our friend the ump, Vince Cerullo. Hey, Vin, how's it going?
Everything's going great. Kevin, Jenna, it's good to see you guys again after a long week away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Enjoying the summer weather, too.
Oh, absolutely. This past weekend was fabulous.
It was great.
But a quick note, this upcoming NFL season, there'll be games played on Christmas Day. Really, is money so important that the NFL has to play on Christmas Day? Mm. Another family day gone down the tubes. And an important one, but it's gone.
Have they never played on Christmas Day before?
No, nope, this is the first
really?
Time.
Oh, really? I don't know why I always thought. I guess Thanksgiving and New Year's, I always think of those.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve they've played. Last year was at the Jet game. So right. That'll tell you.
There you go.
But anyway, moving on to the NCAA, they settled with a landmark $2.7 billion agreement in conjunction with the five largest conferences. This action places college sports on a step closer to the professional level. The NCAA Women's Softball World Series has started this past Thursday with the eight teams that made it through the regionals and super regionals to the series. And they are Alabama, UCLA, Duke, Oklahoma, Texas, Stanford, Florida, and finally Oklahoma State. As of last night, the last four teams playing in the semifinals are Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, and Stanford. In the four games played this past weekend, UCLA, Alabama were eliminated. The semifinal matchups are Oklahoma versus Florida, which is should have just finished because they played earlier this afternoon. And it's Texas and Stanford, which can be seen on ESPN2 at 7 p.m. tonight. The winners will play on June 5th, 6th, and if necessary, June 7th as to crown the champion of this 2024 season. And they must win two games. Over in the baseball side, our UConn Huskies play tonight against Oklahoma at 9 p.m. on ESPN2. This is for the Norman Regional games, where the winner will move on to the Super Regional. So far, Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida State, Georgia, North Carolina State, Clemson, Virginia, and West Virginia and Texas A&M will be moving on to the Super Regionals. In other games in the NCAA, Texas won the Division I Rowing Championship. Over in Division II, Adelphi won the Men's Lacrosse Championship, winning their match 12-10 over Lenoir Rhyme last week. Notre Dame is the national champion with their victory over Maryland 15-5 in lacrosse. On the women's side, it was Boston College over Northwestern in a hair-raising close match, 14-13. And that's our college report for the week.
That rowing is no joke. That's all upper body. I'm so impressed all the time with those rowing teams.
Have you ever watched them on the river?
In
Yale
Boston?
Practicing?
Oh, Yale. I used to go to the Boston one they did up there when I lived up there. Yeah,
the Dirty River. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right, so coming up at 6:25, we'll talk high school, a couple rule changes on the high school level that we'll discuss with the ump, Vince Cerullo. Starting your 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. Talking sports every Monday, we have the ump, Vince Cerullo, in studio with us.
And high school sports season's wrapping up this weekend. So, Vin, what are some changes that we could look ahead to this season?
Well, Jenna, here's what's happening. The news out of the CIAC is that the changes are coming out of the season for the new coaching rule. Coaches have been limited to what they would do with their team players during the offseason. At present, coaches can only be with half of their team starting lineup at one time. This change is definitely long overdue. Once it's voted upon and approved, the teams can start full workouts starting this summer. But let's look at girls softball, as that's starting to wind down along with the other sports. The semifinals. Number one Cheshire is playing number two Southington in the double L's class. Fairfield Ludlow, number 7, will face off against Ridgefield, number 6. These games are to be played at West Haven High School tomorrow. And in the L division, we have number 1, Massac, is going to go against number 13, Guilford, and number 3, St. Joe's, and number 2, Ellington. That'll be played tomorrow as well at the Sportsplex. Class M division, we have number 8, Beacon Academy, facing off against number 13, Sheehan, and number 8, Oxford, versus number 3, Woodland. And they will be played as well at West Haven High School. Finally, in the S division, it'll be number 9, Holy Cross, versus number 12, St. Paul's Catholic, along with number 2, Coventry, versus number 6, Old Lyme. Moving on into girls lacrosse, Darien, number 1, will be playing Greenwich, who is number 5, and number 2, New Canaan, will be playing number 3, Wilton, in the double L. Over in Class L, number 1, Massac, versus number 4, Cheshire, and number 2, Amity, will be playing number 3, Simsbury, on Tuesday. All of these games will be played on Tuesday, and the sites are yet to be determined, so keep an eye on the CIAC website. On the boys' side, in double L, it's number 1, Fairfield Prep, and number 4, Ridgefield, playing each other, along with number 2, Darien, will be facing off against number 3, New Canaan, on Wednesday. In Class L, we have number 1, Cheshire, versus number 2, Simsbury. And number 2, St. Joe's, will be playing against Fairfield Ludlow also on Wednesday. Hitting the road and looking at baseball, Tuesday has Fairfield Ward number 2 playing against number 19, Staples of Westport. In the M class, we have Joe Barlow, who is number 1, versus number 21, St. Joe's, and Woodlawn number 2 versus Jonathan Law, who is 27. And a special shout-out to special education teacher Ilana Grafos at Trumbull High School, doing an outstanding job with those kids. So now I don't have to worry about getting beat up by her.
Very nice. I can't believe that these seasons are already coming up to an end. I feel like it just started, but flies by.
Saturday, it's all over.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And then we move on to the local leagues.
Right, exactly. All right, thanks, Vin. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Kevin, Jenna, great to see you guys again after the long holiday.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.